You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Mike, I'm pretty excited about today's guest, Rich Moyer, the serial entrepreneur, joining us on the podcast, Charlotte Real Estate Talk.
Man, absolutely. He is a phenomenal entrepreneur that's very well known in the Charlotte circles. And he talks about several really cool topics about his journey and how he got started into the current brand Hoppin, which is literally Hoppin, if anybody hasn't been down there.
Oh, absolutely. He's doing some really cool things in the marketplace with his brands. Hoppin, but also Two Scoops Creamery, you know, where you can go and really do duck pin bowling. Where can you do duck pin bowling in Charlotte? How cool is that?
I don't know where you go duck pin bowling, but now I do. Now I go to Hoppin.
And I'm really excited to hear his story, how he got started in entrepreneurship. And he touches on something that you and I were really excited to hear about, his sort of three P's for budding entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. Young entrepreneurs, don't want to miss this session. Rich dives deep and talks about his why. And I think it's really important to tap into that and find out what drives us all forward.
So Rich, let's get right into it. Just to set the table on your journey becoming the name of three brands or behind three really cool brands here in Charlotte. How did you get your start and sort of the beginning of your journey getting to where you are today?
Yeah. Well, one, it starts with my parents. Fortunately, I've had amazing parents that have been through a lot, losing a child at a very young age from brain cancer, and seeing them kind of fight through everything to get what they have just to provide us, you know, with the things that we needed growing up. So with them, I always grew up that if I wanted something, I needed to go get it myself, or if I wanted something done, I needed to do it myself. So had great parents, the young parents. My mom was 18 when she had my brother, 21 when she had me. So very, very young parents that instilled in us that if we want something, we have to do it ourselves. From there, very competitive. Grew up playing basketball, baseball, golf, three varsity sports as a freshman. And that really just, that competitive edge, I think, gives, you know, anybody that wants to be an entrepreneur, because you have to be self-competitive and competitive to wake up and say, I'm going to go get it, and because you don't have anybody else pushing you. That grew into a golf career, which I ended up being a Class A PGA professional from 2012, and I still currently hold my card, which is just a club pro.
Not, that's cool.
Yeah, not a playing professional. Club pro, so I ran golf clubs and was just a head professional or GM of golf clubs. So that was the start, and that was kind of where I realized that I was on the wrong side of the counter. So I had all my members were either in sales or they owned their own business. And I realized quickly that I loved the game of golf, but running the business of golf wasn't really a love of mine. So started to just question entrepreneurs that were, you know, in as my members. And that was really where I was like, all right, I need to figure out what I want to do and jump on the other side of the counter. And met one member who gave me an opportunity to be in sales. And the sales position then led me to get into outside sales. And that outside job actually led me to meeting my mentor, which I started my first company, which was a construction company. Mainly was a broker of services, so I streamlined services for multifamily, high-rises, hotels, hospitals, any big projects in Charlotte, Greenville, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, did some work in Texas. So grew very, very quickly from January 2014 through February of 2017 is when I sold the company. So did $1.8 million my first year, $3.6 million my second year, and then $6.5 million my third year. And then sold February of 2017, which was 2 months into the fourth year. So was fortunate enough to have great timing and jump into the construction world, and Charlotte is booming. And that led me to kind of my trampoline to one, be financially invested and be able to take some chances on some other things. So I've had my losses. I've invested in the things that I've lost, you know, $7,500, $150,000 on. And then I've invested into things like Two Scoops and Hoppin and now the studio and these other ventures. So that's where it all started. Again, it really comes down to, you know, having a great foundation with my parents and how they raised me, and then really just being self-motivated and having a mentor early on that ended up really not being a part of my life after, you know, 2 years of starting the business.
Wow. Fantastic. I love hearing that, you know, you're giving credit to your parents for what you've been able to achieve up to this point, as well as a mentor. And furthermore, it sounds like really true, the entrepreneurs that I truly, truly respect most are those that have had some failures, that have been able to pull themselves up and get back in the game. So let's talk about three, from what my perspective, very successful brands. Start with Hoppin. Tell us a little bit about that brand and how that that what was the inspiration for Hoppin?
Yeah. So fortunately, I have great business partners in everything that I have now with Two Scoops and Hoppin. But Hoppin was brought to me. The idea was brought to me by a previous client of mine who became good friends because we played golf together in the construction world. And he was out in another city and saw the technology in another city. And around 10 or 11 o'clock at night, he called me and said, "Hey, you want to invest in a bar?" My initial thought was absolutely not. And I quickly hung up just because the bar industry, there's just my parents owned restaurants and the food and beverage industry is just very, very tough. And it's 24/7, 365. So after I hung up, he sent me a video. My buddy Drew and business partner Drew sent me a video of the technology. And that tech, I quickly realized that would eliminate 95% of a bar owner's headaches. And Charlotte didn't have it. And Charlotte always grasped onto one, locally owned businesses, but two, something new and something different. Mm-hmm. So that was November of 2016. I was in the process of selling my construction business, and I just let Drew know, like, "Hey, you don't have to put a huge business plan together, but get some information on it, and then we'll sit down and chat." So February of 2017, I sold my business. He called me up and said, "Hey, I'm ready to talk about it." We had a video conference with a tech company. 3 days later, found the building, and it was kind of a snowball from there, and we opened up.
You're in a great location.
Yeah, location, timing, again. A lot of things in life are about timing, and the timing on that was great. We weren't actually looking at that location initially, but the broker that was showing us another location ended up taking us over there, which was off market, but they're about to list it. So we locked that in very quickly, and I take no credit on the idea. I take zero credit on the kind of the vision for it. Drew is really kind of the vision and the idea guy on that. I've just kind of been able to self-fund it on the first one, and you know, it's been great to see his vision come true with the help of mine. And then obviously, you know, my vision is the same as his, and we've kind of worked together on that as we did it. And our big thing is just being different. What can we bring to the city that's different and create a culture and create a really good culture for not only our customers, but our employees and our staff.
Not only with what you're doing with the unique brands, but I think I saw last year that you brought in a golf simulator when they were new.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're not as new now, but I thought to myself, and I saw that on social, I thought, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was impressed that it's another way to engage your customers and clientele.
Yeah, definitely something different. That was something a buddy of mine, Chase, started, and I kind of invested in with him. So having that in actually brought some different vibe and helped us out on some slower days. And it's just a cool thing. And you'll start to see more and more of those around Charlotte, actually at bars and tap rooms. But the ability to bring different things like that in and do music bingo on Wednesdays and trivia on Tuesdays, but just with a different vibe and creating a different vibe really has worked well for us. And for us, it's really, you know, our slogan says it, beer, wine, and good vibes. So when people come in, it's just a different atmosphere compared to if you go into a regular bar and a bartender flips you a drink and then they go to the next person. All of our staff is there to help you with a smile and really just give you service. They're not going to be moving around quickly to take care of, you know, flipping 500 people drinks or 10 people deep in a line.
Sure.
They're there greeting you when you come in, taking care of you when you go out, making sure you're taken care of on the wall and then cleaning up after you. So everything's different, and that's really what we tried to create from day one. Drew wanted to build the best bar in Charlotte, and I said, "Don't, you don't have to be the best. All you got to do is be different." Mm-hmm. And that's been our goal from day one.
There's obvious points of difference with your concept. Tell us a little bit about Penthouse.
Penthouse is another great vision and idea from Drew. You know, my original idea was that we create another Hoppin, and with his, you know, thought process, and which I love, he's always thinking outside the box. We decided to do something with duck pin bowling, which we are the first in Charlotte to have duck pin bowling. And there's already some others that are opened and a few more that are coming. But his vision was to do duck pin bowling and kind of bring that Great Gatsby vibe. And with our interior designers, they created an amazing space for that location. So the 6,000 square foot property is in Plaza Midwood on Central Ave. We have a huge outdoor patio and then a top balcony that is about 15 by 20 feet with chairs and seating. And then the inside upper floor has a stage. So we do live music, music bingo, trivia, and some open mic nights and some other things. We had a magician there a couple weeks ago who did magic. And then downstairs is four duck pin bowling lanes, 72 self-pour taps. And it's great for corporate events. And then it's also great for birthday parties and so on.
Very good.
That's awesome. Rich, if you had to give advice to a young entrepreneur that just wants to start a business, what would you say?
Yeah, depends on your situation, but you're definitely going to... When I started, I kept my sales job for about 6 months, but I was flexible. So for me, I was able to hit my quotas, but also be flexible to start growing my own brand. And that was a benefit for me. Not everybody has that benefit. Some people have to be in an office 9 to 5 or 9 to 4. So you're going to have to, if you're really passionate about it, you're going to have to actually work from 5 to 12 or 5 to 1. When I started my business, I was working from, I'd work out at 5 a.m. and then be out on a job site by 6 and then work until 12 or 1 a.m. doing all my bookkeeping because I did everything. So there's definitely that, the drive and the passion. Pick something that you're passionate about. If not, you just quit. Outside of that, my 3 P's, passion, perception, and patience. A lot of people are like, man, 3 years from now, how am I going to work my butt off for 3 years and then get a reward or get rewarded for it or see an ROI? If I ask any one of you right now and to say, hey, think of something that happened 4 or 5 years ago, you'd be like, damn, that was only 4 years ago, or that was fast. That whole time flew. So when we're looking in the past, time flies, but we look in the future, it's like, man, that's going to take forever. Those 3 or 5 years are going to take forever. So if you could just change your perspective and then be patient. Perspective's huge for me. After losing my brother at 2.5, we realized that this life is very, very precious. And there's a lot of people in hospitals right now, adults, kids that are fighting cancer and fighting these worst diseases in the world. So for me, being the perception has helped me, because the money is really, it's beneficial, obviously. Financially, it gives you some security and allows you to do some things. But when I had my construction company, I was making more money than I ever made. I was probably the unhappiest I ever was. Wow. So the sale of that was very dependent on how I was feeling. And then knowing that, obviously, I've made money now, so I can tell that story, because there's a lot of people like, man, money makes a huge difference. It honestly doesn't. And that's why there's magicians and musicians and comedians and all these people that are killing themselves. They have all the money in the world. They can have yachts. They can have whatever they want, but they're not happy. So my thing is, for any young entrepreneurs, one, be decisive. Have the 3 P's, perspective, patience, and just be really have something passionate about. And then two, if you're going to have to work your butt off.
So if you're allergic to work, maybe entrepreneurship isn't for you.
It's not for everybody. If you can find a good mentor and somebody that can really, a mentor is really somebody that is a cheerleader and somebody that can make you believe in yourself. Outside of that, I mean, I mentor a few people, and it's just, they'll call me with their frustrations and other things. And it's like, look, I've been through it. 1,000 other entrepreneurs have been through it. And it's just, these are the steps that it takes, you know, and it'd be early on. It'd be, you know, 12 months in, and they're like, I'm ready to quit. I'm like, yeah, but you're like this close for your break point. So just keep pushing. That's the big thing. If you're not going to be passionate and work your butt off, don't even try it.
I love that. So please give me those 3 P's again.
Perspective, passion, and now you got me guessing. Perspective, right. Passion, and
patience.
Patience.
All right. Say it again, because he's going to take that out.
Take it out. Perspective, passion, and patience.
Fantastic. Yep. And, you know, it sounds to me like you're, you know, I'm you're kind of speaking to me and Mike. We're kind of the same mindset and guilt, if you will. So you probably have a pretty strong why.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would that be?
My why is, one, losing a young brother at a young age. That in itself changes my perspective on life. So my why is my life perspective, my family, and then now my now wife, and our future family. So that's my one why. That's my main why. My second why is, how can I help other people? So right now, when I have my construction company, I took guys that worked for me for $8 an hour, helped them start their own company. Now they're doing $400,000-$600,000 a year.
Wow.
I've taken somebody like Drew, who was in the construction world, and helped him with his dream and his vision. With that came, now we'll have 50 plus employees, 60 employees in the next month, because we're opening two more locations, with another one in the works and another one in the works. I've also now created a culture and a job opportunities for multiple people. So that in itself, and then I meet with my managers once every 6 months, 6 to 12 months, to sit down with them and see what their personal goals are. And those are going to change 6 to 12 months, to see, one, how can I help them reach those personal goals, whether if it's staying with us or if it's going somewhere else. So that for me is more rewarding than seeing a dollar amount come in. Mm-hmm. Being able to help other people, whether if they're young. One of my managers, for example, had just got into some debt early on, as some college kids do, with credit card debt, and just financially helping him, not me helping him, but showing, all right, here, create a budget, because every business has a budget, so why don't we as personal people have budgets? Write your goals down, and then write your financial budget down, and see it on paper. If you look at it on paper, you're going to say, man, where the heck's all my money going? Or you're going to say, I need to cut back on some things that I really don't need in my life. So being able to help him and his attitude, and seeing his attitude change over the last 12 to 16 months, has been super rewarding. No matter how much money I've made, does not compete with being able to help individuals and help people grow. And whether if I'm mentoring somebody that isn't part of my business, or if it's helping somebody that is part of the business.
I love that. Really. Wow. I mean, and I totally agree. Really, you find riches in developing and helping other people. That's really where it's about. So with regard to your third brand here in Charlotte, let's talk a little bit about Two Scoops. What was the inspiration for Two Scoops?
Yeah, Two Scoops is a fun one. So the construction world was very, very stressful. Nobody ever called me and said, hey, thank you for what you've done. I appreciate it. And Marcus Johnson, good friend of mine, and then Blake Hatchett, who is also a good friend of mine and still works for the construction company I sold. Marcus's grandfather or uncle in Florida said, hey, man, you need to open up an ice cream shop. You need to open up an ice cream shop. So finally he moved from Boone to Charlotte, and he's like, hey, you want to invest in an ice cream shop? And for me, initially, I had to do some, you know, some research and see, well, one, does Charlotte need it? Two, I have no idea what this ice cream is even like. So I asked a couple friends that have had it, and they said it's unreal. And then did some research and realized that there was really no good homemade ice cream spots in Charlotte. So it was an easy startup for me. Financially, it wasn't, you know, that heavy. And then Marcus has been just spot on, great partner from day one, and has worked his butt off. And now he manages our two Charlotte locations. And then our Lake Norman location is actually partnered with my parents' lunch restaurant. So my mom oversees that for us. So that's worked out great. It's been, that happened in 2016, our first location. And just being able to walk into a space where people are happy, people are laughing, was refreshing for me after being in a construction where you're getting yelled at every morning.
Wow. Yeah. Fantastic. So what's next? What's on the horizon? What are you working on?
The studio in South End, in between Max Speed Shop and Southbound. We have an entertainment concept, which just so happens to have self-pour tap room. So we'll have 27 self-pour taps with beer and wine, and then we'll probably do liquor as well there. Not self-pour, but we'll do liquor for private events and corporate events. That will pair with entertainment, and the entertainment is going to be music, magicians, might even have hypnotists. We'll be doing some comedians, open mic nights. So it'll be something that people look at on their, you know, calendar a week out or 2 weeks out or a month out, and you want to do a date night or want to buy tickets for, you know, to see their friends be hypnotized and put it on camera. So it is purely an entertainment venue for us to have just really cool entertainment and try and bring different things to Charlotte that we don't really see right now. And then obviously keeping the core things, entertainment, that still work.
So I'm curious. I mean, I love how unique your brands are, and it's, you're bringing things into Charlotte that otherwise not here. What's the inspiration? Are you proactively, you know, traveling and just trying to get ideas and then improve upon those ideas? How do you go about the process of bringing in something unique that is not currently in Charlotte?
A lot of it comes to us, and a lot of it comes from Drew and his kind of his vision and what he wants to do. And then I'm more on the picking the location, making sure it fits for what we want. And then obviously more on the financial side to make sure that we can financially stand the growth and the speed that we're moving at. So the vision and a lot of the things we work together on. And then sometimes I got to pull the reins back on Drew to say, hey, man, that's a little outside the box, a little too crazy. But I really can't take too much credit for a lot of the things that have happened. The spot in between Max and Southbound, I was having lunch at Southbound, and the owners, Hall and Wynn, came up to me and said, hey, come check out this space. You want to do something with us? So we partnered with them on that, and we'll kind of do the operations and manage, and they'll be more silent on the operations side. But we split that 50-50, and a lot of it comes to us. We get a lot of people to reach out to me about the Two Scoops, trying to open up other locations in different places, and then we try and get a lot of people reach out to us about hopping and what kind of concepts we can bring. So we take those as they come, and if this space makes sense, we'll kind of get creative and see what we can do with it. And then we actively look for things and locations that we want and expansion. So what we have coming up is a very, very cool concept that's going to be early 2021 by the time it opens up. So that's just a little sneak peek of that. We have Greenville. We have a 7,700 square foot hopping growing there. It's 4,700 square feet inside and a 3,000 square foot rooftop. So right by the baseball stadium in Greenville, South Carolina. So that's super exciting. That'll open up end of November, first week in December. So we have a ton going on. And yeah, to answer your question, I just kind of go with the flow. I've always been that guy that rides the wave when it comes to, you know, just the business side of things. But once I set my mind to it, I can grow quickly. And I just got great people with great vision and great ideas. And I just kind of help them make it happen.
Wow. And it all started with a phone call that you were really quick to
turn down. Yeah.
That's absolutely Incredible. Yeah. And wow. The concept still remains, which is you weren't interested in getting involved in a restaurant / bar.
Yeah. Definitely wasn't interested in a restaurant. If you were to ask me 5-8 years ago, hey, you're going to own a restaurant or a bar, and then you're going to own an ice cream shop, I would have told you there's no chance. Watching my parents own restaurants and work like crazy, I would say there's no chance that I'd ever be in that industry. And we're fortunate to have Create, Rob from Create and Twisted Eats, do most of our food at Penthouse and Hoppin. And it kind of eliminates some of the headaches for us and allows us to utilize our space more for what we're known for and what we want to do.
Well, Mike and I both know that successful entrepreneurs are very open-minded and growth-oriented. Is there any particular, how do you absorb, you know, content? Obviously, you know, someone like yourself, I'm sure you're constantly putting in good stuff and either reading books or listening to other podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what do you like to absorb?
Yeah. I don't read too much. That's one thing that I never really just had the patience to sit down and read. So my wife tries to get me to read some books. But I try and jump on podcasts every once in a while. I listen to Gary Vaynerchuk quite a bit. He's just real. He tells it how it is.
Very authentic.
Yeah. Super authentic. And a lot of the things he says are true. I mean, the things he says, I can look back on my last 5 years and say, very, very true. Mm-hmm. E.T. Eric Thomas is somebody I listen to more of just a motivation, just to the way he comes off and the way he talks is just more of motivation, gets me pumped up if I'm just need a little kick in the butt. So those are my two kind of go-tos. And then, you know, just having people, good people around me, having like-minded people. My brother is an entrepreneur as well. He owns several barbershops in Pennsylvania. He's moved down here, so he owns one of the most successful barbershops in Charlotte and South End now. It's been open for a little over a year. Modern Classics is actually in the same location as Southbound. So him, my wife, she's opening up her own business, Lovely Bride, a franchise out of New York City. She's been super motivating. She was in sales for a while, for 5 years, and she was very, very successful. So she's been financially smart and saved a lot of money, and then, you know, got a loan to do her own thing. And that's been cool to see, because she's planning for our future. So she's opening up Lovely Bride off West Moorhead. That'll open up in November here in a couple more weeks.
Nice.
So a lot of that, that's going to be great, because it's going to bring a bridal store to Charlotte that I think our generation and what Charlotte kind of needs, because there's just that generation and our demographic is going to be super attached to that.
Man, we can't wait to see how this continues to unfold and all the ventures that are still maybe just seeds in your mind's eye. So we love what you're doing, and we look forward to being customers and helping to spread the word about the great three brands and those that will follow.
Awesome. We appreciate the support, and definitely look forward to having you guys in, and anybody else that's listening. Come on, bring your people out, bring a corporate event out. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And Rich, where can folks find more information about Hoppin' and Two Scoops?
Yeah, on obviously social media. Scotty Kent handles all of our social media. So Hoppin' CLT for Instagram, Penthouse CLT. You have Two Scoops Creamery. You have Greenville _GVL, Lovely Bride CLT. And then, you know, just follow us on there, and you'll be able to see multiple other projects in the works, and then Modern Classics Charlotte, if you want to, any males that need a good haircut out there.
Coming up on that now, so maybe this afternoon.
I don't know if they take me.
They give you a hot towel shave and razor shave.
Okay,
clean,
all right,
give you a nice clean look.
Okay, cool, good. Rich Moyer, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate you guys having
me. Absolutely,
all right, buddy.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at pridemoreproperties.com.